Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The third baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting third. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ken Harrelson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Tommy Reynolds. Batting sixth. The catcher, Rene Lachman. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Nelson Matthews. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John O'Donohue. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, John O'Donohue. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Nosek. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Stigman. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dick Stigman. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris takes first base on ball four. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stigman fires to first and has Campaneris trapped. There's the throw to Rollins, who tags Campaneris for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Nosek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nosek hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. O'Donohue fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nosek fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reynolds. The throw from Batty and he is safe. Reynolds steals second. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rollins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Reynolds moves to third. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nosek fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew takes first base on ball four. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison takes first base on ball four. Killebrew moves to second. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Killebrew scores. Allison moves to second. It's 1-0, Twins. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall strikes out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green fields it and throws to second for the out. Allison moves to third. Two outs. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Verhals. The throw from Lachman and he is safe. Verhals steals second. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stigman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John O'Donohue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Donohue hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Campaneris hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-1 in the game. Rollins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Nasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nasek is 0-1 in the game. Nasek is called out on strikes. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-1 in the game. Oliva strikes out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew takes first base on ball four. Rollins moves to second. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Allison hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-1 in the game. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Causey. The throw from Batty and he is out, Rollins applying the tag. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-1 in the game. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-1 in the game. Harrelson takes first base on ball four. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a line drive into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Batty takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-1 in the game. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. O'Donohue fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stigman is 0-for-1 in the game. Stigman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman is 0-for-1 in the game. Lachman strikes out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-1 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. Matthews strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Rollins reaches second base with a double. Joe Nasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nasek is 0-for-2 in the game. Nasek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rollins moves to third. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrelson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Oliva for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Killebrew is walked intentionally. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Allison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rollins scores. Killebrew moves to second. It's 2-0, Twins. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Batty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Killebrew scores. Allison moves to third. It's 3-0, Twins. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Allison scores. Batty moves to second. It's 4-0, Twins. Jim Dixon now pitching. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-2 in the game. Verhals hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Landis pinch hits for Jim Dixon. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis strikes out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Campaneris hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rollins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Westock now pitching. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stigman is 0 for 2 in the game. Stigman strikes out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Rollins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Nasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nasek is 0 for 3 in the game. Nasek hits a fly ball towards right. Hershberger catches it and throws to first to double up Rollins. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 2 in the game. Green hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Twins. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Twins. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman is 0 for 2 in the game. Lachman strikes out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 2 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaals misplays the ball. That's an error on Verhaals. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Johnny Blanchard pinch hits for Nelson Matthews. Johnny Blanchard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanchard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rollins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Johnny Blanchard now playing right field. Mike Hershberger now playing center field. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 3 in the game. Oliva hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 0 in the game. With 3 walks. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Allison hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Santiago Rosario pinch hits for Westock. Santiago Rosario is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosario hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rollins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rollins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Green hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Athletics, 4, Twins, 4. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Harrelson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Nasek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Don Mossy now pitching. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Batty strikes out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-3 in the game. Verhals hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sandy Valdespino pinch hits for Johnny Klipstein. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino hits a fly ball into center field. Hirschberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Worthington now pitching. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman is 0-for-3 in the game. Lachman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mike Hirschberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hirschberger is 0-for-3 in the game. Hirschberger takes first base on ball 4. Lachman moves to second. Johnny Blanchard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanchard is 0-for-1 in the game. Blanchard takes first base on ball 4. Lachman moves to third. Hirschberger moves to second. Billy Bryan pinch hits for Don Mossy. Bill Plyce now pitching. Ed Charles pinch hits for Billy Bryan. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a line drive towards center field. Hall makes the catch and then fumbles the ball. That's an error on Hall. Lachman tags and scores. Hirschberger tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-4, Athletics. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nasek fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. John Wyatt now pitching. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Rollins hits a fly ball into right field. Blanchard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mincher pinch hits for Joe Nasek. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-4 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 4. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.